Four Steps to Freedom from Fear. You believe that your ego knows what is good for you and can bring you what you want. This is not true and has never been true. You listen to the ego's voice because you are fearful. If you are not fearful, you would listen to a different voice. The ego seems to offer you a way out of fear. But how can that which arises out of fear lead you out of fear? It cannot be done. Only that which arises from a place of non-fear can show you a way out of fear. The key to everything is your recognition of your fear. Once you know that you are fearful, you know that any decision you make while in this state will be counterproductive. When you are in fear, your only constructive course of action is to recognize your fear, realize that you are incapable of making good decisions, and begin to work on accepting your fear and moving through it. Here are four simple steps that can help you do this. 1. First, recognize your fear. Notice the signs that fear is coming up for you. Rapid, shallow breathing, pounding heart, nervousness, anxiety, attack thoughts, anger. Be aware of your physical, emotional, and mental state without judging it or trying to change it. Acknowledge it to yourself and, if another person is involved, to the other person. 2. Second, recognize that the solution the ego offers you is motivated by fear. Understand that your ego will always have a solution to every perceived problem. But when you listen to that solution, you don't feel any more peaceful. Indeed, you often feel more charged with anger, more victimized, more suspicious of other people and defensive towards them. The ego's solution cannot bring you peace. 3. Third, accept your fear. Get your arms around all of it. Say to yourself, it is okay that I am afraid. Let me be with my fear and tune into what my fear is coming up for me, why fear is coming up for me right now. Don't be analytical about this. Don't go up into your head. Stay in your emotional body and listen to what's there. You will know when you have listened enough because you will begin to feel more peaceful, even though you don't have a solution to your dilemma. 4. Tell yourself, I don't have to decide anything now. I can wait until my fear subsides and insight comes to make any decision that needs to be made. By doing these four steps, you will bring love and acceptance to yourself. Out of this compassionate place, a non-fearful solution to your dilemma can be found. But do not put pressure on yourself. Pressure is just more fear coming up. Keep loving yourself and accepting your fear. Be patient and let the answer come from a non-fearful place in your psyche. Know that the ego does not have a solution for any of your problems. In spite of its perpetual promises to you, it does not know what you need. No matter how hard it tries, fear cannot bring love. Indeed, the harder it tries, the more it fails. And the more it fails, the harder it tries. There is no end to this downward spiral of laborious and useless effort until fear is accepted as it is and no longer expected to bring a solution. When it's okay to be afraid, fear is off the hook, and so are you. Hearing God's answer. Fear is never the enemy, nor is the ego. Everyone has fear. Everyone has ego. You are not being asked to get rid of your fear, but to be aware of it and accept it. You are not being asked to get rid of your ego, but to acknowledge it compassionately while seeing clearly that it cannot bring you understanding or peace. If you want to hear God's answer, you must first hear the ego's answer with compassion. You must say to the scared, hurt, angry one within you, I see that you are afraid and that is okay. I understand what you want to do. I will consider it. But for now, I would like to be open to the possibility that there is another way to look at this. This simple act of speaking to the fearful aspect of self with loving kindness accomplishes a shift in the psyche away from fear. You cannot be aware of God's presence until you have addressed your fear in a loving way. Through your compassionate acceptance of all aspects of yourself, you prepare a place in the temple of your heart for God to come. Do this simple practice and you will see. You will experience the presence of love within. Your grievances will fall away, and you will be vibrating with acceptance of your life and everyone in it. When problems arise and fear comes up for you, remember, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay not to know the answer. God cannot take charge until you realize that you don't know and ask for help. As long as you need to be in charge, God can't step in. And who is God but the one who loves and accepts you without conditions, under all circumstances, now and for all time? That being is not outside of you, but in your heart of hearts. When you ask sincerely, this is the one who answers. When you knock, this is the one who opens the door. You cannot come to God when you are in fear and you think you know the answers. First, you must acknowledge your fear and your ignorance. And then you must bless yourself so deeply that even your fear and your ignorance are acceptable. That is the way to the God within who loves you without conditions. And who else would you call upon in your struggle? Would you settle for the conniving voice of the fearful child in you who feels unloved and victimized and would attack or betray others to save his or her own skin? I don't think so. When you know the choice is between the whining child and the loving mother, you won't have any difficulty knowing who will comfort you. And when you listen to the voice of the mother, the fearful child is comforted too.